lot of time to get here, to work, to labor. Amen. Let's make the very most of it. Amen. Let's get everything we can for our dollar. What do you say? Let's just jump in here and don't wait. Let's just get here and let the Lord help us. Amen. That's what I feel like singing tonight. Kara, make sure you get a microphone. Where's Ryan? Amen. Since prayer's not here. You know, while they're getting that, you know what I found? I enjoy going to youth rallies and revivals and things because you never know when God's going to come by and touch you, do you? And tonight could be your night you get that healing you've been waiting on. Tonight could be that night you get that touch you've been needing. And I found out that being that it's so frustrating to us sometimes waiting on the Lord, not knowing when He's going to move, we got to hold on, don't we? Because we don't know that this might be your service tonight. Tomorrow night might be your night. Don't give up now, amen. This is an old bluegrass song. Yeah, I hope y'all like it. I'm not too much in bluegrass, but I like this song. P of G, I believe it's this. A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. Oh, God sent Elijah. Send me today, and before you even ask me, oh, help us on the way. So hold on a little longer, oh, help is on the way. Oh, a brighter day is coming for those who come on, believe it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hold on a little longer. Oh, help is on. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, a brighter day is coming. Oh, for those who believe and pray. Oh, but help on hell tomorrow. So hold on a little longer. Oh, help is on the way. Thank you, Lord. Troubles of this life, they come, and burdens get you down. You think no one is listening. You think no one's around. But just trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes on the Master. Help is on the way. Hold on a little longer. Oh, help is on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, a brighter day is coming. Oh, if you do believe and pray. Oh, but help won't help tomorrow. Oh, if you give up today. So hold on a little longer.
Sing it with me.
Oh, hold on a little.
What have you been waiting on?
Oh, help is on.
What have you been praying about?
Oh, a brighter day is coming. Oh, for those who believe and pray. Oh, help on help tomorrow. Oh, if you give up today. So hold on a little longer. Oh, help is on.
Sing it with us one more time, this verse.
Troubles of this life they come, burdens get us down. You think no one is listening, you think no one's around, but remember what His Word said. Trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes on the Master. Oh, help is on the way.
Come on, sing with all your heart.
Oh, just hold on a little longer. Oh, help is on.
Come on, lift your hands and worship.
Oh, a brighter day is coming. Oh, for those who believe and pray.
Oh, but
help on, help tomorrow. If you give up,
you gotta hold on.
Hold on a little longer.
Oh, help is
on the way.
I said, help on,
help tomorrow. If you give up today, so hold on a little longer.
Oh, help is
on the way.
I'll worship Him tonight. Hallelujah.
Bless this offering. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.
Days will fly away, won't we? One of these days we'll be gone from this place. I'm willing to wait as long as the Lord wants us to wait, but I'm ready to go anytime He like that. We're going to turn the service to Brother Rusty. We appreciate him. He preached so great last night, I thought. And that's all that matters. I'm the one to do the talking.
Thank you so much, Brother Doble. Amen. So wonderful to be in church tonight, isn't it? Praise God. Want my girls to come get ready to sing for us. Amen. I believe with all my heart the Lord is here to help us. He's going to help those who really want help. Amen. We were in camp meeting down in Florida last week, and a little preacher lady stood up to testify some, and she said, "I was reading this week." She said, "I read where there were three men out on a boat fishing. One on the front of the boat said, an angel appeared unto him. And the one on the front of the boat said, 'Oh, angel, said, I've got trouble with my back. Would you pray for me?' So the angel reached out and touched the man on the bow of the boat, and instantly he was healed. Man on the stern of the boat said, 'Oh, angel, I've got trouble with my eyes. Won't you pray for me?' So the angel stretched out his hand, touched that man, threw his glasses overboard, touched him, and instantly his eyes was healed. Then the man in the center of the boat threw his hands up and said, 'Angel, don't touch me. I'll lose my disability.'" Amen. Some people really don't want to be touched. Amen. Some people are kind of settled down and satisfied and comfortable where they are. Amen. But if you really want the Lord to help you tonight, He's here to help us. Amen. Praise God. Let me say, it's a wonderful joy to be here. Appreciate Brother and Sister Savage again for helping, taking care of us today, treating us much better than we deserve, taking wonderful care of us, all that has been done. May the Lord bless you. Let's just put our hearts in this service, all right? And let the Holy Ghost come by. Stand and worship with them tonight, if you will. Lift your hands and love the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your nearness. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for your power and your presence. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So thankful to all the brethren here. Again, let us say how much we appreciate you for inviting us to be here. Amen. And throughout the day, for some time, we've had a great burden on our heart for this particular service tonight. And all day I've carried a heavy burden that the Lord would come by and help us tonight. Praise God. So please just be sensitive to the Lord. Let Him talk to you. Amen. Let Him touch you. I know there are empty seats here, but you're here. Praise God. And you're the one that the Lord is interested in. Amen. So let's let the Lord touch us. If you want to turn to the book of Job tonight, chapter number 10. Job chapter number 10, we got several of men of God here tonight. We appreciate you for being here. I don't want to call names, but we thank you for all of the men of God for coming. The people of God, may the Lord bless you so much. Job chapter number 10, if you'd like to stand with us as we read, we'll jump through just a few verses in this chapter. Verse 1, Job said, "My soul is weary of my life, and I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul." Verse 15, "If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see thou mine affliction." In verse 17, "Thou renewest thy witnesses against me and increaseth thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me." And go back to verse 12, "Thou hast granted me life and favor. Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." Amen. My text tonight, verse 17, Job said, "Changes are against me." I want to preach, if the Lord help me tonight, would you help me pray? I want to preach on transitional trauma. Transitional trauma. Would you help me pray right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, I know tonight that you know every heart that is in this service tonight. You understand the burden, Lord, that it carried into this building. And I'm asking you for the Holy Ghost to be a discerner of the thought and the intent of every heart. I'm asking you tonight to speak to your people, oh God. We need to hear from heaven. And we need a visitation of the Holy Ghost tonight in this altar. We ask you to meet us here, Lord, your presence to touch us, your power to work. And oh God, we will praise you. We will honor you. We will give you the glory in Jesus' name. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them the Lord's going to help you tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to be able to preach to us here tonight that we can somehow get to a place in our life that everything would become a constant, would become settled, and would never change again. As I prayed for situations earlier this year in my church and people that I knew and in our own life that were facing a lot of transitions and a lot of changes, the Lord began to put these scriptures in my heart and this message burn it within my soul. Amen. And we would like for us to be able to get to a point where there are no changes in our life. But the hard, cold facts of the matter is that life is full of changes. Isn't that right? Amen. And some of those changes are good. Some of those changes are bad. Some of those transitions we want and some of those we do not want. When you look into Ecclesiastes and you see Solomon, if anyone had the ability to reach a point in their life that they could have their life settled as they wanted it to be and things never change again, Solomon was one of those men who had that ability. He had such wealth and such prosperity, such power within the world and such wisdom that if it were possible to reach that point in life, that you could get everything settled and never change again, he could have done that in his life. But as you see in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, he said there's a time to be born, there's a time to die, there's a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to get, a time to lose, time of war, time of peace. And then he said, what profit hath he that worketh, and that wherein he labors. So what good is it, Solomon said, to try to get everything just like we want it, when after a while it's only going to change. Amen. These changes are inevitable within our life. They're going to come to us. And that's what Solomon learned in his experiment about life. When he set forth to have everything a man could have, and to do everything a man can do in life, he realized that life is going to bring transitions to me and changes. When I look back upon my life, sometimes I say, what good have I done? Because everything I wanted to do in life all of a sudden changed on me. So he said in Proverbs 27, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Amen. We plan for tomorrow and all of a sudden something happens and changes our plans. And we find that then much of our life is really dealing with the changes that come in our direction. We set our plans, well, today I'm going to go to town. I'm going to take care of this business. All of a sudden a phone call comes, some accident, something changes our plans, and then we have to make an adaptation to somehow change and reassess everything and alter our life to fit the transition that has come into our life. James said, whereas ye know not what shall be upon the morrow. Amen. Some of the transitions, brother and sister, we face in life are so subtle and they're so small, we adjust to them without very much trouble at all. But then there's transitions that come that create trauma within our life. They are of such a magnitude, amen, that they're going to affect us mentally. They're going to affect us emotionally. They're going to affect us spiritually. Amen. Changes. That's when we say, as Job did here, changes are against me. Amen. Changes and transitions are against me. If anybody could have had transitions in their life as much as Job, none of us have had as much trauma as Job did through the transitions in his life. He went from being the wealthiest man of the East
to losing everything and becoming a pauper. He went from being a well-respected community leader, sitting in the gate of the city, to sitting in a pile of ashes and being ridiculed by his friend. He went from having a healthy, strong body to scraping boils off of his body from his head to his feet. He went from having 10 children that he loved dearly to digging 10 graves and going to a funeral with 10 caskets at one time. He went from having a happy marriage, amen, to a wife that was ready for him to give up and to die. And all of that happened in a very short time. Amen. He was facing transitions that brought a lot of trauma unto his life. Amen. Job could probably be considered an authority on traumatic transitions. Amen. And we will look to him tonight as in his experience, and we'll do our best, amen, to learn from the experience of Job and the trauma that he went through. There's some things that God dealt with me that Job faced in his transitions in life, amen, that you and I really need to watch for. Because you're going to go through changes. You're going to face circumstances. Some of them are going to bring trauma into your life. They're going to bring disarray into your life. They're going to bring things that you never expected into your life. And there's some things here that we need to be watchful for, lest that during these times of changes and transitions, amen, the devil would get an advantage in our life. Can you say amen? I'd like to preach to you that if you'll live for God long enough, amen, the changes will be over and everything will just level out. That will happen one day. We will soon be done with troubles and trials. Amen. But until that day, we've got changes that are going to come to our life, and we've got to learn how to deal with the changes. Amen. We got to learn how to deal with the transitions that we face within our life. The first thing that Job said in our text here tonight, in verse number 1, Job said, "My soul is weary of my life." In the changes and transitions that we face in life, brother and sister, it often brings a weariness unto us. So we must watch for the weariness that you'll find in the time of transition. Amen. Job was worn down by the changes that came to his life. He was so wore out. Amen. At times he was ready to give up. In chapter number 7, he said, "So am I made to possess." Brother, if you can turn me up a little bit, I appreciate it. "So am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed unto me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise, and the night be gone? I'm full of tossings to and fro until the dawning of the day." There's probably many right here tonight that can relate to what Job just said. Amen. "I am made to possess months of, amen, and wearisome nights. When I go to bed at night, Lord, when am I ever going to get out of this nightmare?" Amen. "When am I ever going to get out of what I'm facing?" You face it day after day after day. Amen. After a while, the weariness sets in upon you. Amen. The root of the word weary, wearisome, is weary. Amen. Amen. And there, if you're not careful, amen, that transition will wear you out physically. It'll wear you out mentally. It'll wear you down spiritually. Amen. And you'll get so wore down that the devil will have an advantage in your life. Amen. The most traumatic time of transition that's ever going to come to humankind is the Great Tribulation period. Amen. There, people are going to face such a transition and change as the Antichrist takes over the world. But in Daniel chapter number 7, Daniel relates to us the method by which the Antichrist will attack the saints of God, those tribulation saints. And Daniel said, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High God. Be careful, brother and sister, and that the devil don't wear you out as you're facing these changes in your life. That the devil don't wear you down so much, amen, that you get ready to give up on God. Amen. Job said he wished he'd never been born. Job sometimes prayed there in the Bible that he wished that he could die. Amen. Amen. He was so tired and weary of dealing with the same thing over and over and over again. He said, I prefer strangling to living. Amen. I'd rather just die and be out of this time of trouble and transition. And I don't want to face tomorrow. I don't want to face next week. Amen. There are people sitting right here tonight. Three of them mentioned in this service. Amen. This brother here, I'm sorry I can't say your last name. Amen. Amen. But facing a stroke and a time of transition in his life. Amen. Brother Dover, we know you've been through, amen, such a battle in your life. Amen. Through the time of transition. This precious sister sitting here. Amen. Just losing the love of her life. And the best friend she ever had. Amen. After a while, it wears you down. Come on. After a while of being sick so long. After a while of feeling the same pressure so much. Amen. You become weary in it. Can you say amen? He said, my soul is weary. After a while, it starts affecting your soul if you're not careful. We've got to watch for the weariness of dealing with the changes and the transitions that are in our life. We must bolster our faith in God. And whenever we feel ourselves getting weary and getting tired and getting down, amen, we must seek help from the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. We got to realize we're a human being just like anybody else. Amen. I like Elijah. Amen. What a mighty man of God that he was. Amen. But I see Elijah underneath a juniper tree. I see him praying to die. He's not ready to give up on God. He doesn't want to backslide. He's just tired of dealing with the same old thing over and over and over again. And if you're not careful, you'll get so weary. You'll crawl under that juniper tree along beside Elijah. You'll quit preaching. You'll quit singing. You'll quit traveling. You'll quit working because you become weary. Amen. From the battle and weary from the transition that you're facing in your life. Amen. Amen. These wearisome times that's going to come through the troubles and the trials that we face in our life. The Apostle Paul, he knew what it was to get weary. When you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, everything that Paul faced, and I'm not going to read it all, but 5 times received 40 stripes, beaten with rods, stoned thrice, shipwrecked in journeyings and perils. And verse 27, in weariness, amen. Weariness and painfulness and watchings often. Amen. He was often weary, amen. He was often wore down and wore out by the changes, amen, in jail and out of jail. Amen. In the sea and out of the sea. Amen. Didn't know from one day to the next what was going to happen in his life. But when you read on in the next chapter, chapter number 12, amen, and when the thorn came in his flesh, and the messengers of Satan were sent to buffet him. Brother Brent Markey prayed about it one time. Brother Paul, he was a mighty man of prayer. Lord, it seemed like you'd answered the first time. Amen. But God didn't answer. And so Paul prayed again. Amen. I said he prayed again. And God didn't answer. And so he prayed again. Amen. Over and over, praying about the same thing. Over and over, going through the same situation. Over and over, going through the same trial. Sometimes it wears you down. Sometimes it wears you out. Sometimes you want to throw your hands up and just quit. But Paul said the Lord spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient. Amen. You may be facing some changes. You may be worn down. You may be worn out. The devil may may be pushing you under a juniper tree, but the grace of God is still sufficient for you tonight. Amen. When we face these transitions in our life, God has a special grace for us. Amen. And you're here tonight. You can't do anything about those changes. Amen. They're not going to come back to your church. Amen. They're not going to change the things that they said. Those words that were spoken can never come back again. Amen. Those feelings have been hurt. Amen. The problems have arisen. Amen. We just got to learn how to deal with it. Amen. I said we got to learn how to deal with it. There's some things that God is not going to take out of your life. There's some things that God is not going to fix. There's some changes that God is not going to turn around. Amen. We got to learn how, amen, to have the grace of God to help us through the transitions that are in our lives. Amen. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. Paul, amen, said the grace of God was sufficient for him. So he tells us in Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Whenever you get weary from the transitions of life, you must tell yourself over and over again, after a while, amen, after a while, amen, God's going to bring us out of this thing. After a while, God's going to see us through. Amen, Brother Rogue Cap, last time y'all was with us was a long time ago, too long ago, amen. But you and your wife got to singing that song, amen, after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, it'll all be done. And brother and sister, when we get weary, we must keep singing the songs of Zion. We must keep repeating the promises of God. We must hold on to His word. We must believe everything the Lord has spoken to us. Amen. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That word labor, it means to be weary from toil. Amen. Weary from work. Amen. Jesus was calling out to the weary there. And He was saying, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest. Amen. So if you're here tonight and you say, I'm throwing my hands up because I don't know what to do. These changes are against me. Amen. These changes have brought me trouble. These changes have broken my heart. These changes have affected my life. Jesus said, bring them changes to me. Jesus said, bring your weariness to me. Amen. And He said, I will give you rest. Amen. Don't give up fighting, my brother and my sister, because you're weary from the transition. And 2 Samuel 23, Eliezer, one of David's mighty men. The scripture said he arose and smote the Philistine until his hand was weary. Amen. He was weary from the battle. But the scripture said his hand clave unto the sword. Amen. You're going to get weary when you fight the battle. But you just hold on and you keep on fighting, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Amen. Amen. When you get weary, don't give up. When you get weary, hold on to the sword. When you get weary, you keep on fighting, and God will eventually bring you a great victory. Praise God. When John Paul Jones, an American Revolutionary War, led his small ship, the Bonham Richard, against that British fleet, against the lead ship. Amen. The Serapis got so close that the rigging was being entangled together. And the captain, the admiral of the British fleet said, lay down your weapons. You are outmanned, you are outgunned, and you are outnumbered. Amen. One ship against the fleet. But John Paul Jones stood up and said these famous words, sir, we have not yet begun to fight. Amen. I said, we have not yet begun to fight. Somebody, the devil told you, give your church up. The devil said, quit preaching it. Just quit preaching holiness. Just quit dealing with it. You're wore out. You're wore down. Amen. Why don't you tell the devil, hey, devil, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank God. I just began to pray. I just begun to fast. I just begun to believe God. I know there's trouble. I know these changes are against me. But I will not give up on God. Amen. One of the officers come up to Stonewall Jackson, and they were fighting in the midst of a rain. And they said, sir, our powder is too wet to fight. We must retreat. And Jackson said, sir, the army's powder is just as wet as ours. Keep on fighting, praise God. Keep on fighting, amen. The devil will give you plenty of excuses to give up, but he'll never give you a good reason. Come on now. I said he'll never give you a good reason. Oh, we got to get up and we got to fight. Amen. Even though we're worn down, even though the changes are against us, we keep on fighting. Can you say amen? Amen. You cannot allow the weariness of those changes to discourage you and cause you to climb up underneath a juniper tree and give up on serving God. Amen. The second thing that Job said in this scripture, the Lord dealt with me about in that same verse. He said, I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Amen. Amen. So I want you to be careful and watch tonight for the bitterness that comes in the time of transition. Amen. Amen. Here in Hebrews 12, the Bible says, amen, follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, and lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Amen. Amen. If you're not careful, amen, the transition is a great breeding ground for bitterness. Amen. When these changes come against our life, it's a great opportunity for the devil to instill hatred and envy and division and strife within the heart of a child of God. Can you say amen? You see the scripture where Job, amen, became bitter at God. In verse 2, he said, I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. In verse 8, thine hands have made me and fastened me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. God, you're the one destroying me. In verse 10, hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Amen. I want to tell you, brother and sister, we see something that happened to Job in these mighty transitions. And he began to blame God for all of his troubles. I said he began to blame God. He was a man perfect and upright that eschewed evil and feared God. Amen. Prayed for himself, prayed for his children. But when changes came, I said when changes came, amen, and they were against him, he began to have trouble blaming God. Amen. God, if you really love me, why did you let this happen? God, if you really love me, why am I sick? If you really love me, why did you take my spouse away from me? You knew how much I needed him. God, if you really love me and cared for me, and if you're not careful, amen, we'll get a bitterness toward God. Amen. Job's precious wife, amen, oftentimes it's so put down in our preaching. Amen. But can you imagine the trauma she was in? Amen. She lost everything along with her husband. Lost all of their wealth, all of their possessions. Amen. Those 10 children that she carried in her womb and gave birth to and nourished and nurtured up. Amen. 10 one time laid them out in the ground. Amen. She sees her husband in a pile of ashes and scraping a boils on his body. Amen. Oh, that poor woman, the changes that came into her life. And do you wonder why? When she walked out there, she said, why don't you curse God? Amen. God is the reason that we're in the shape we're in. God is the reason why we're suffering like this. I say, brother, be careful and don't get bitter at God. Be careful and don't turn your animosity toward the Lord. Be careful and don't charge God foolishly. Amen. I know in those first two chapters, It said neither did Job sin, nor did he charge God foolishly. When you read on in that story, those changes began to get to him. Those changes start working on him. And he said, God, this is your fault. God, you're the reason why. You're the one that's curdling me like cheese. You're the one that's destroying me, God. Show me why you're contending with me. Amen. Come on, be careful. Be careful that you don't get bitter at God. Because this story in the book of Job, it lets us know who the culprit is. It lets us know if Satan could stop any book from being written beside the Gospels, I believe it would be the book of Job. Because we learn things about the devil there that you don't find anywhere else in the Scripture. And I'm glad one thing we learned, that God's got a hedge around us and the devil can't get to us. Amen. Without, amen, God giving him permission. Amen. I said God's got him on a chain and says you can only go so far. Amen. Amen. But we also see that it was the devil that sent the Sabians. It was the devil that sent the Chaldeans. It was the devil that sent the wind from the wilderness. Amen. The bad that came to Job's life was not God, but it was the devil. And friend, don't blame God for the transitions and for the changes that have come to your life. And then if you need to blame somebody, blame the devil. Blame sin. Amen. Blame the fall of Adam. Amen. Put the blame where it belongs. Amen. Be careful that you don't get bitter at God. And then you see him, he got bitter at people. He got bitter at God, but he also got bitter. He's facing bitterness against those friends of his that came and began to accuse him in this time of transition in his life. This time of change that's going on. You know, people say some things sometimes and they're really stupid. Amen. That's right. And I mean that in the right way. Amen. They're really stupid for saying what they say. And they don't realize I'm down. Amen. I'm hurt. I'm on the bottom. And all you're doing is jabbing a knife in my heart. All you're doing is pushing me down further. Amen. And those three friends came up. And I'm going to tell you, it was hard for him not to get bitter at them. Amen. It was hard for him not to say things that he shouldn't say to them. In chapter 13, he said, ye are forgers of lies. Ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would all together hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Verse 13, hold your peace and let me alone. Have you ever felt like telling somebody, would you please shut up? Amen. Would you please shut up and leave me alone? Amen. That's what Job was saying. Hold your peace. Amen. You'd be smarter if you'd keep your mouth shut. Come on here now. Hold your peace and it would be your wisdom. Amen. Oh, come on. Whenever you're going through these changes and people start saying things to you, if you're not careful, you'll get angry. You'll get mad. You'll get upset. You'll get bitter. You'll say things you'll later regret. Amen. Be careful whenever you have to face the changes of life. Amen. I wonder, since you've been facing these transitions, how are your relationships faring with your family? Amen. In these troublesome times, how are your relationships with the church and with brothers and sisters in the house of God? Amen. And how is it affecting, amen, your relationship with your friends? Amen. Brother and sister, we must be careful not to allow the transitions of our life, oh God, to cause us to become bitter. Amen. The old saying is, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And I want to tell you that's a lie. Amen. Amen. Words, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You can put somebody down or you can lift them up. Amen. You can kill your brother with the words that you say. Come on now. And there's some people that have been so hurt during the transitions, during the changes, during the things that have come to your life. And it's been hard for you not to get bitter at God. I said it's been hard for you not to get bitter at people. Amen. Sometimes when you see them, something rises up inside of you. I mean, when you get close to them, have to see them at church and shake their hand, you try to go down the other aisle and you try to avoid them at all costs. Amen. That lets you know something's in there and you got to get it out. I said that lets you know something's in there and you got to deal with it. You can't let that bitterness stay or it'll consume your life. Amen. when you face those times of change. Bitterness starts rooting and growing inside your heart. Before long, it'll take over your whole person. Amen. You'll get so bitter at everything and everybody. Bitter at the preacher. I hope nobody's here tonight is bitter at your pastor or your pastor's wife. Amen. Because of changes that has had to come in your life. You know, when that man of God calls you aside and he's watching over your soul and he says, I'm praying, seeking God, and I see some things in your life. And there are some changes that need to be made. Amen. And you say, hey, preacher, these changes are against me. It's against what I want to do. It's against my happiness. And if you're not careful, amen, you will get bitter. Amen. I said, you'll get bitter at a man that loves you. Amen. Sometimes I think of my own church people that I'm dealing with. And it seems like I love their soul more than they do. I pray for their soul more than they pray for their soul. Amen. I'm more concerned about where they're going than what they are. I'm more concerned about how they're living and how they are. Isn't that right, preachers? Amen. And then whenever you have to talk to them and they say, hey, you need to make some changes. Amen. Oh, preacher, I don't want to make those changes. Amen. Those changes are against me. And then they get bitter at the man of God. Don't you know that's what the devil wants you to do? The devil wants a wedge between you and the preacher so that God cannot help you and help your family. Amen. In the times of changes. Amen. Don't get bitter at the men of God. Amen. Joseph was done wrong by his brothers. And he had every reason to be bitter at them. Amen. Joseph was done wrong by Potiphar and his wife. Had every reason to become bitter. Joseph was forgotten in the prison. Had every reason to be bitter at God and at everybody that done him wrong. But those changes that came to his life, instead of allowing bitterness, allowing them to make him bitter, he allowed them to make him better. Amen. And God exalted him and God helped him. So brother and sister, watch out for the bitterness. Amen. Watch out for the unforgiveness that will come into your heart. And you see Job, amen, the third thing here tonight. Amen. He says down in verse 15. Amen. He said, amen. He talked about, I mean, get here so I can read it to you. If I be wicked, woe unto me. If I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Amen. So in the times of transition and change, be careful for the confusion. Amen. Be careful. Job said, if I'm wicked, I understand why I'm facing what I'm facing. If I was wicked, woe unto me. I deserve this. But because Job was doing his best to live right, serve God, do something for the Lord, amen, he couldn't fully understand why these changes came into his life. Amen. If I be righteous, amen, then why am I can't understand because I'm living right. Why, God? Amen. That's the most common question of the transitions in our life. Why? Why, God, did my cattle die? Why did my servants, were they killed or stolen away? Why, God, did all my children die in one day? Why, God, am I sick like I am? Over and over and over, Job had to deal with the confusion that was in his mind. He had people telling him that he had sinned, and that was the reason why that he lost everything. I'm confused. God, don't understand what's going on. Amen. I thought if you live for God, if you serve the Lord, and he would work in your life, I really don't understand. Amen. Why these things have happened unto me. Amen. In chapter 29, Job begins to remember what it was like before the changes come. Amen. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me. And Lord, I remember what it was like before these changes came. When I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went to the gate through the city and I prepared my seat in the street and the young men saw me and hid themselves and the aged arose and stood up. I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. My root was spread out by the water and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me. But in chapter 30 verse 1 he said, but now, amen, but now they that are younger than I have me in derision, amen. I remember what it used to be like, amen. But now, in verse 16, and now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Amen. I don't understand this, God. How many of you have sat down and thought about what it used to be like before the changes came? What it was like when God was a blessing, and God was a helping, and you had plenty of money. Everything was going good. And our memory rolls back, and we say, God, why did it have to change? I don't understand all of these things that's going on. I don't understand why they did what they did. I don't understand how I got to where I'm at. And confusion sets into your heart. Amen. Confusion sets in. Not understanding what God is doing or where God is at. I looked out for him in front of me. He wasn't there. I looked behind me. He wasn't there. Right hand, left hand. God, where are you? God, where are you? Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I've uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Lord, I said things that I didn't understand what I was saying. Brother and sister, be careful. Amen. When we're confused, when we don't know what's going on, when it's foggy, when it's unclear, and unless we say things and do things in a state of confusion. One person told me one time, and I believe, never make a major decision in a time of turmoil in your life. Never make a major decision whenever you're in a time of transition and trouble. Because you can't think straight. Because of the confusion. Job said, I said things that I didn't understand. When we face these transitions, brother and sister, we must remind ourselves that God is not the author of confusion. Amen. That confusion is coming from the devil. God does want us to know his will. He does want to help us make the right choices. He did send the Holy Ghost down to us to lead us and to guide us and to direct us. And when we don't know what to do, he still does. I say, when we don't know what's going on, he still does. Amen. We got to learn to lean on the Holy Ghost in the times of transition, in the times of trouble. Whenever I don't understand, God, let me hold your hand. I can't see my way through this. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold, but let me just hold on to your hand and lead me through this time of trouble in my life. Amen. We must remind ourselves God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You lying devil, I'm not going to lose my mind through this. I'm not going to lose my reason through this. God is going to keep my mind. He's going to keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And whatsoever things are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report. Amen. I'm going to keep my mind focused upon those things. Can you say amen? Amen. There is a great battle going on in your mind tonight. Some of you are so lost as to what you're going to do next. Some of you don't know what the next move is going to be. Amen. But I want to tell you, nothing takes God by surprise. I said nothing takes God by surprise. He's got it all under control. It will just have to learn how to lean upon him. Amen. Learn how to follow the voice of the shepherd. Amen. Learn, amen, how to way through all of the confusion until we have the Lord speak to us and come to us. And he wants to do that right here tonight. Can you say amen? And in verse 12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. That's how Job made it through the transitions in his life. He had a constant visitation from the Lord. Amen. It was the visitation of God that brought him through the time of change within his life. Amen. And in this service here tonight, that is what we need more than anything in this service. It's for a visitation of the Holy Ghost. I remember Brother Eddie preaching last year on an epiphany, amen. That when God makes himself real to you and God reveals his will unto you, amen, we're not just here to be here tonight. We didn't come to this camp meeting this year, amen, just to show up and be a number on the board. Amen, we need God to talk to us. We need God to help us. We need God to direct us. We need God to speak to us. We need God to help us in the times of transition and the times of changes within our life. Amen. Our visitation has preserved my spirit. Amen, Brother Ronald Hobby. I appreciate him so much. Amen. I'm glad you're here again tonight, Brother Hobby. Amen. But I appreciate Brother Hobby, who's been through some mighty transitions in his ministry. Amen. And when he was pastoring that church, amen, giving his life to it, 15 years of his life, amen. And when people, amen, didn't want the man of God, kicked him out, amen, they could have got bitter, could have gave up on serving God. But I've never seen Brother Ronald Hobby with a frown on his face. I've never seen Brother Ronald Hobby preach a sad story. Amen. But he got a hold of God somewhere, and he hit the road of preaching the gospel. Hey, there's a lot of time changes come. There's a lot of time things we don't want come, but we got to learn how to deal with it and pick up the pieces and go on and live for God and go on and serve the Lord. Amen. I've got a couple in my church. They drive an hour and 45 minutes to church. They've been through 3 major church splits in holiness churches. Every time they would have to leave because there was people that got in the church that done wrong. They left one holiness church, went to another one. Stayed there for several years. They're not church hoppers. They went to that church because they had no other choice. Amen. They stayed there until, amen, it blew up there. People doing wrong. Amen. Brother Dominic Morano said, I love souls. I just hate that they're in people. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. People doing wrong. Amen. You ever had anybody do you wrong? You ever had anybody say something to your church? Amen. You ever had somebody, amen, rub you the wrong way, say something to your children you didn't like? And you want to give up on God, give up on church. Church blew apart. People doing wrong, so they found another holiness church. They were doing right, stayed there, amen, for 15 years until that church blew up. Amen. Oh, God, I'm number 4. Amen. Lord, don't let it blow up. Praise God. Amen. But over the years, listen to me. Amen. They did not get bitter. I said they did not get bitter. Lord, I don't understand what's going on. Don't know why people act like they do. They're people. Amen. Some of them stupid. Some of them's ignorant. Amen. Some of them really don't know what's going on in the world. They don't know the war is over. Amen. They don't realize how much damage. I don't know. I can't understand it myself. But I'm not going to let those changes, amen, keep me from serving God. I'm not going to let the changes and the transitions that we have to go through in the church, amen, cause me to leave the house of God and give up on serving God and get mad and go to a worldly church. The problems are going to be worse there than they are anywhere else. Amen. You think it's better to holiness church? You go to one of them liberal charismatic churches. Amen. Behold, at least we got the holiness message and the word of God and the Holy Ghost trying to help. Praise God. Amen. I like what Brother Jowers preached one time about Noah and the ark. Amen. He said Noah and his family was on there. He said there was a lot of animals on board that ark. And that created quite a smell. Amen. It was a stinky place, but it was the best place going. Come on here now. And sometimes the church may not be what we want it to be. Everything may not be like we think it ought to be. But I'm not going to let changes and transitions and what one person says and what another person does. I ain't going to that church because there's hypocrites there. There's hypocrites at Walmart and you go there. There's hypocrites on your job and you still keep your job. Amen. Your neighbor's probably a hypocrite. And you talk to them over the fence all the time and bring them an apple pie. Come on now. Amen. Brother, I'm not going to let a hypocrite come between me and God and keep me out of heaven. There's changes that's going to come. There's things that's going to happen. But I'm going to keep on serving God. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to look to the Lord to visit me. Amen. Through all these changes and transition in Job's life. Verse 10, chapter 42. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. There came unto him all his brethren and his sisters and all that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. They bemoaned him, comforted him, and the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, every man gold. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Amen. Had 10 more children, twice as many cattle and sheep and oxen. Amen. All the land, there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. I like verse 16. After this lived Job, praise God. After all the troubles and changes and transitions, Job lived 140 years. Saw his sons, his sons' sons, and grandchildren. So Job died being old, full of days, praise God. The transitions in life do not have to destroy us. The changes we face in life do not have to annihilate us. Amen. We got to learn. We got to bow our chest out, stick our head up in the air, and say, I'm still a child of God. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm still saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every day of my life, I'm walking with Jesus. I'm on my way to a better country. I'm not going to give up because of these changes. I'm not going to give up because of all these things that have happened in my life. Amen. Charles Tinley was a little slave boy. His mother was a slave. His mother was a free woman. Rather, his daddy was a slave. But his mother died when he was 4 years old. And his daddy as a slave was separated from him when he was five. He grew up to be a preacher of the gospel. Founded a large church probably not too far from here. Don't know exactly where it was, but amen. Well, I think maybe Maryland somewhere. When he grew up, started preaching the gospel. Built the church up running, 1,500, 2,000, kept on climbing. Later on, his precious wife died. When his precious wife died, amen, somebody asked him, he said, how is it that after all the bad things that's happened in your life, you still preach the gospel and you still love the Lord? So he sat down and wrote a song. Said, here we're often tossed and driven on the restless seas of time. Rolling clouds and howling tempests all succeed a bright sunshine. But in that land of perfect day, where the mist is rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. Praise God. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story of how we overcome. Amen. I said we're going to tell a story of how we overcome every trial, every temptation, every transition, and every change. And we'll understand it better by and by. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, we're going to see him as he is. Knowledge is going to be done away. Knowledge is going to be made perfect. And now we're going to say, now Lord, I understand it better. Now I know why you let me go through that storm. Now I know why it didn't work out like I wanted it to. Lord, help me trust you more. Lord, help me have more faith in you. Lord, help me love you more. Help me depend on you to bring me through these transitions in my life. Amen. Would you stand with me? Amen. I get my girls to come back up. Somebody pray for them if they will. Maybe sister from Brother Brent's church. If you'd come, amen. Well, just lift your hand and ask the Lord to help us right here in this altar for a moment. Come on, ask the Lord to help us. Ask the Lord to come down. Holy, holy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this building tonight. I've dreamed many dreams that never come true. I've seen them vanish at dawn. But I've realized enough of my dreams to make me want to dream on. I prayed many prayers when no answer came, though I waited patient and long. But answers have come enough of my prayers to make me keep praying on. I've trusted many a friend that failed and left me to weep along. But I've found enough of my friend's true blue to make me keep trusting on. I've sown many seed that fell by the way for the birds to feed upon. But I've held enough gold and sheaves in my hands to make me keep sowing on. I've drained the cup of disappointment and pain and gone many days without a song. But I've sipped enough nectar from the roses of life to make me want to live on. Praise God. Life is full of disappointments. Life is full of changes that are against us. Amen. We got to learn how to trust Him through those transitions and those tough times. Amen. I felt like for a long time coming to this meeting this year and preaching this to somebody. Amen. God knows exactly where you're at, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be watchful. Lest this transition wear you down. Or bitterness gets in your heart. Or the fog of misunderstanding causes you to fail the Lord in some area of your life. Brother Johnny Lewis, we got to be careful, brother. Amen. Men of God are not exempt from the changes causing us to make drastic mistakes. Because we get rash. We get in a hurry. We lose patience. Brother Brent, when you're facing those things, sometimes it's hard not to make a wrong choice. Or we want to do something so quick and so fast. Amen. We've got to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Got to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I do want the Lord to help these precious brothers and sisters up here, but they're not the only ones that's facing transition. Amen. Our brother over here, some of these are visible. Amen. That they're having transitions in their life. Amen. But you probably can't tell, but I'm facing a few transitions. Amen. But you got to keep a smile on your face, don't you? You got to keep a song in your heart. You got to preach the gospel because it's right and it's true. Amen. You preach when you're sick, you preach healing. Amen. And when you're in a prison of doubt and despair, you preach the Lord as a deliverer. Amen. You keep on singing those songs and you preach that message till the Lord comes by and visits you. Amen. My girl up here is 18, going to be 19 into this year. She's going to get married. I'm facing transition. Amen. I got a son-in-law. Never had a son-in-law before. Amen. I got a lot of things that I could be down, disheartened, and blue about. But I like that song. Why should children of God be sad? Lift up your voices in jubilee. Oh, be glad. Things are not bad. Leave your sorrows and come and go with me. Praise God. Oh, I'm a glad pilgrim on my way going to glory land. Amen. And Jesus is still my hope. He's still my stay. Praise God. And He's still holding me by the hand. Praise God. As they're singing here tonight, amen, you need a visitation of the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, I'm in some transitions. I'm in some troubles. Look, I don't have the ability to pull people to an altar. I don't want an ability just to move people with my words. I don't want to try to make you emotional by telling sad stories. I come to tell you there's a God in heaven that knows exactly where you're at in your trials and your transitions. And He wants to give you a visitation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now you can be like that man in the middle of the boat and say, don't touch me, God. I'm happy where I'm at. Or you can come to this altar and say, Lord, I'm facing things I've never faced before. I'm going through things I've never went through before. I may have been a preacher and preaching for 50 years, but I'm at a place I've never been, and I need a visitation anointing of the Holy Ghost. I need the Spirit of God to come down and touch my life. Amen. That's why we're having camp meeting tonight. I said we're having camp meeting so we can have a visitation from God. Amen. Why don't you step out right now and come to this front and say, Lord, give me a visitation. Give me a visitation of the Holy Ghost. I need you to speak to me. It's foggy where I'm at. I don't understand some things. I need, Lord, some direction in my life. I need some understanding. Come on. Come on to this altar tonight. And let's lift our hands up to heaven. Amen. And look to God for a visitation. Come, church. Amen. God is wanting to touch you in the time of your transitions. Amen. In the time of your troubles, God is wanting to let His presence fall in your life. Let His Spirit touch you. Come on, open up and let the Holy Ghost help you. Lord, I'm getting a little bitter. Oh God, I'm dealing with bitterness in my heart. Help me, God, not to be bitter in this change and transition. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. They don't realize how bad they're hurting me. They don't know the words that they're speaking, Lord, are cutting so deep. God, forgive them and help me, Lord, not to be bitter. Lord, I'm tired. I'm weary. I need the grace of God. Lord, I pray, let a special grace come down tonight for the people of God. Give us a grace, Lord, for the weariness of our times of transition. Oh, God, would you send the wind from elsewhere and clear out the fog of our mind. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? What's the next step, Lord? I don't know. I'm confused.